This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. This spring, La Loma Solar Farm started generating electricity in East Austin. It's billed as a way to bring solar power to Austinites who might not otherwise be able to afford it. But it's also part of a unique experiment that could lead to new ways of creating and distributing power, as KUT's Mose Bushell discovered on a recent visit.
So I've got to say, this is like no other solar farm that I've ever visited. They're usually located outside of the city, a lot of them way out in West Texas where there aren't many people around at all. But this one is right here in the city. We're just on the east side of Airport Boulevard. You can hear dogs barking in the neighborhood just next to me. And also this.
We're in the flight path, as you can hear from some of the overhead noise.
That's Danielle Murray. She's manager of solar energy services at Austin Energy and one of my guides here. She says the planes overhead are just one of the things that made this a good spot for a solar farm.
There's a railroad line just to our south that has freight traffic on it, a water channel down the middle of the site, floodplain issues. So there's a lot of reasons why this parcel really couldn't have been used for something like housing or other redevelopment.
Instead, these 16 acres hold enough solar panels to power 440 households, a part of Austin Energy's long-standing effort to promote solar. For years, the utilities subsidized residential rooftop panels, but those programs generally give rebates to wealthier homeowners, not renters or people who don't make much money. Austin Energy is pitching this as a kind of democratization of solar. A share of the electricity from here is sold at a discount to consumers who couldn't normally afford it.
For us, we're a municipal utility. We're here to serve our constituents. If they believe that renewable energy is important and that we should be doing more of it, we're going to try and do that with and for our customers.
But projects like this may also serve the utility's interests.
Yeah, utilities are worried about a death spiral.
This is Dan Cohan, a professor of civil engineering at Rice University. He says people putting solar panels on their houses upsets utilities' traditional business models by letting people generate their own power instead of, well, buying it from the utility.
The concern to them is that as they start to lose some customers, then their fixed costs get divided over fewer and fewer customers. That drives up the cost, and then in turn, that makes it even more attractive for more people to defect from the grid.
So big projects like this one are a way for utilities to keep selling power while also going solar. Here in Austin, the city has a goal of making 55% of its energy use renewable by 2025. So that makes something like this even more important.
There's another airplane. Okay, if this was just an example of a city-owned utility trying something new to help some customers and maybe itself, well, that would actually be a pretty interesting story. But there's even more happening here at La Loma than that. And it's going on behind a big walled-off section of the lot that we're going to visit next. It's right next door to all these solar panels.
You can hear the buzz of electricity coming from behind the walls as my other guide, Lisa Martin, unlocks the entrance. She's manager of advanced technologies with Austin Energy.
We're entering into the Kingsbury substation, and this particular portion has been fenced off to house the Kingsbury energy storage system.
This is where the utility has built a giant rechargeable battery.
The battery is right behind you in this 46-foot-long battery container, and so it essentially is about the size of the back of an 18-wheeler, if you will.
It's charged by the solar power generated here, storing enough electricity to power around 300 homes for up to 2 hours. And it's one of a few batteries the city's put around the east side with financial help from the state and the Department of Energy. The project costs around $11 million, and it aims to test what energy storage might mean for the future of the electric grid.
What's the best way to pair solar with storage and maximize the value?
Martin says one way batteries help is to smooth out the intermittency of renewables that are usually only available when the wind blows or the sun shines. You can put that sun power in a battery and use it at night. And then there are other potential benefits.
So we might charge the battery when prices are low and discharge it when prices are high.
That could be a financial boost to the utility. People are just figuring out how this technology best works with the grid. That's why this is a trial program. But as older fossil fuel plants shut down in Texas, experts say they could make room for more batteries like these. Mose Bushell, KUT News.